So we're going to finish today at the sugya of Daven Merigliam, which is such a complicated sugya. And I'm just going to quickly recap just a little bit of the key points, just so that we could move weiter, of what we've said till this point. So we said last week that Dam found in the toilet, so we spoke about the din of toilet water. We said it's Gemara, Feresh Gemara, Chulin, Tazayin, that has the din of Talosh. That Talosh Shulosof Chibro is considered Talosh, and therefore the water is Makabel Tumma. But the Iker, what we spoke about, was the idea that we could be more Mako with Dam that was seen after urinating, because there's this extra Tzliya here. There's a point of Tzliya that maybe the blood came from the kidneys. Spoke a little bit about, said over clearly, that why on earth should we assume the dam came from the kidneys, right? How could we say that? Normally, we're only told that if you go through a Shuk Shal Tabachim. You have to have what to be told on. You can't just say, maybe there's a problem in the kidneys. So, we explained based on the Gemara Nidhi Yudalad that the Meraglayim is comparable to a beggar that's Eino Badak. Because even though there's a din of Ksamim, the staff, when the beggar started off as badak, so you know the beggar was clean, and now there's blood on it. Something happened. Then you know there's an event that happened, and the only question is what happened? Could it come from her? Could it come from somewhere else? It makes sense it came from her, because she didn't go to Shuk Shal Tabachim, so it must be it came from her. But where we don't know that anything happened, it could be you bought this beggar from the flea market, and it could be that the dam started off in it. You didn't check. She put it on without checking. So even if it's unlikely, but we don't have to say that something happened. If you don't have to say something happened, we like going with the chazaka, kan nimsa kan haya, it started here. Nothing happened at all. Nothing happened. Okay, good. So let her be tahar, and then we're willing to be told that even something that doesn't have a basis. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it could be there's a problem in the kidneys. Lots of people see dam in Meraglayim. That definitely happens. You ask a doctor who deals in kidneys, he'll say it happens all the time. But even though there's no idea of a problem, we're still willing to be told. Meraglayim starts from, well, the kidneys or the bladder. It goes from the starts of the kidneys, goes to the bladder, goes out. You know, different problems could be. It could be a urinary tract infection. There's different things that cause bleeding. Right? Okay. Right? And it's ain't no badik. You didn't never saw this meraglayim before, and you never looked inside. Hopefully, you never looked inside one's own kidneys. So we don't. Right? So it's ain't no badik. The big pella, though, why this kula is more pella than, just to realize this, is that the real problem is when she's omedes, right? The Gemara says that when the woman's omedes, so it's dochak la'alma, she's very tight, and therefore, when she's urinating and is trying to come out, so it's blocked by the outer folds, and memela, this is going to work as a bedika. It's going to go into the beis hachitzon, and it's going to work like a bedika. Now, Stami would have thought when he find dam, after that, there should be no room to be mekel, right? Especially with the Rashba. So the Rashba said, whenever there's something masking hargashas, right, such as urinating or bedika, we assume that rov dam comes from hargasha. So if that's what you're assuming, how do you say, oh, it comes from the kidneys? Right, an unbased tzliya. Right? This woman's been healthy her whole life, right? Her doctor, she never saw any problem. So like, how do you, if it's a derisive problem, how could that possibly be matar her? So that really is a pella. I'll tell you just the way I would explain, the only way I could really explain it. You know, you could say back in their days they had more problems in their kidneys, but if so, nishtana hateva, so should nishtana the din too, right? But the way to say it, so the best way to say this really just to understand the halacha lemaisa, is what we were speaking about with the Merachar Zeruah, that the pshat is that really we assume there is no hargasha. If she didn't feel hargasha, there is no hargasha. But afal pi kein bedika with eight habaduk has a din like a hargasha, and that's considered the dam was found inside of the beis achitza, and that's considered dam zov bibsara. So memela, that chiddush of bedika, chiddush bedika is only with an eight habaduk. When it's baduk, we mamish. She saw it was clean, put it into her, came out red. Oh, that's called dam zov bibsara. But without that, it's downgraded into a kesem. You downgrade it because it's not the rice anymore. Because it doesn't have the same brirus, and it doesn't have the same brirus. Okay, so now we can already hear how we're being told on the Kleos, even though it's something that doesn't seem so likely. Now, then we spoke out Rabbeinu Chananel's Chumrah, right? If you're holding by the Shulchan Aruch, you're Sephardi, you can stop the shir here, except for the Mitzvah of Limud Torah. So you can stop the shir here, because Shulchan Aruch just says that Rav Yossi's Matar, even when it's Omedis, and how's he Matar, right? It's a Shail, how's he Matar? Because the Mice and the Gemara Nidu Yudalid says that Vedika with Eish Eino Badik is Tamei Mishum Kesem. It's not the Raisa, but it's still Tamei Mishum Kesem. So the Shal B is that it's even more Mkal here. Rav Yosef is Mtar Lagamri because it's even more Mkal because this isn't even a Vedika. Right? It's sort of like a Vedika, it's not Mamash a Vedika, and therefore he was even more Mekal here and it's Mtar Lagamri. That's the Shulchan Aruch and it's finished. Meaning any time anything's seen together with Meraglayim, the Meraglayim itself solves the problem. The woman. However, the Ramah goes with Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says no. When Rabbi Yossi says tahar, he means it's tahar, it's not nida, but it's kesem. We mentioned last week that when he says kesem, l'chayr, what that means is it's like any other kesem. It's not like a suffix deraisa. It means it's really tahar, but it's tahar from nida, it's 100% not nida deraisa, but it's kesem. With that, I have to tell you a little bit. I can understand how Rabbeinu Chananel could say it. Right? A lot of the Rishonim were like very, like I said, the Ran says he can't even believe that Rabbeinu Chananel could say something. It's ridiculous to say Gemara that says Tahar isn't Tahar. The way you could say it is that once it's Kesem, maybe it is Tahar, right? What if she's urinating on the ground? So we mentioned last week from Rav Chaim Kohn Rappaport that he says anytime that even Omedis, but if it's Al-Gabe, the ground, which isn't Kabbal Toma, so even Lufi Rabbi Benu Chananel, that's Ntame Kesem, versus Al-Gabe, Davar She'eno, Mekabbal Toma. So it really could be his tar. It also could be another seer, is if she's urinating, is found mixed in with the urine, and the urine is, let's say it's yellow, right? So maybe it could be like Begadim Sivonim, right? Ataka will be tar. Right, you have to. Okay, exactly what the color is, but. Right, so you could hear, you know, just trying to make it a little bit more hearable. It's tar because it's just a din of a kesem. Fine. Now, what's the din l'maisa, right? So the emphasis is you could have tsiyurim that it's tar. It's al-gabi, something that's not makabal tumma, or it's on something that is color enough that it would be called color. But assuming you don't have that, right? Is there any tzad, is there any way to be makel down found in the toilet? It's toilet water, and it's not in something that's tsevua. So is there any room to be tar? So the answer is very pasha there is. Why? Pasha there is because the whole machlokus of Yossi and of Meir was only by Omedes. Since she's standing, so therefore it's hadra lamakar by sidam, and we view it as a bedika. However, a woman sitting, like I assume 99.9% of the time she is, so there's nothing, there's no reason it should go into the Beis Achitzon, and Memela, it should be totally mutter. Why? Because Okay, according to Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir seemed to have no heter of Eino Badok, right? He said, "Bedig with Eid she'Eino Badok is Tamim and Atar." He didn't go for the whole Eino Badok heter. But the fear of Yossi, holding by heter of Eino Badok, Mimela, this is like a kesem, right? Because she was just sitting there. There's no reason there should be more than a kesem. The Meir Glaim had a straight path out, and Mimela, it's a kesem on a baggage she'Eino Badok. And the male is tahar. So male pashtus, it should always be tahar. Basically, unless the exceptional circumstance, right, which is always the problem, is how to ask these questions. Shroi's farm usually don't even tell you so much about this, but if you find she was sitting comfortably, so the male pashtus says it should be tahar. Oh, so how is there room to be more machmer? So most of them are more machmer. So I'm just going to try to say where they're coming from and reason not to be choshesh. But the reason to be more machmer is it starts with continuation of the Gemara. Pashto the Gemara is talking just about omedes. But then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, why is it that he's matar when she's yosheves? The Gemara is bothered even by yosheves. Why is Rabbi Meir matar? And the Gemara says like this: if she's yoshevus u'mezanekes, the Gemara says, why is there a meres matar? Still, he should be matar. May dilma basu de tamu maya asudam. Maybe she should be tame because when she finished urinating, then blood came. So there's no bedika here because she was sitting. But it says, Dilma Basar Taima Maya Asudam. What does that mean? L'chayru, just pashas, meaning that, you know, some shouldn't speak out, that when she's urinating with someone, she wasn't seeing down. But then she's not urinating anymore, and now she sees down Kedarka, that dam comes out of her, and let's just be mutame her, even though it wasn't Hadol Makra. So the Gemara gives an answer. Amarav Abba b'yosheves al svasa safel mezanekes b'socha safel. Really, according to Rabbi Meir, even yosheves is tame. But the case where Rabbi Meir said yosheves is tahar is that she's sitting al svas hasafel. Honestly, it's hard to picture because I don't really know what the sort of safel is, but some sort of potty type of thing. She's sitting on the side of the edge of it. And the Meraglaim was shooting into the Safal. V'nipsadam b'socha Safal. And then it's found b'socha Safal. Tim Isa de Basu Tamum May Asud Asa Asfasa Safal Bolish Dachuche. So it's really you've been retired to Rabbi Meir, because even though there's no svar of Hadar Meraglaim, she's finished urinating. But Stam, she saw Dam. And Salgabe Davram Lakabal Tama. And Mamela, it should be Tami. There's no YC Matar, it's Matar because this is a case where it's clear it came from the Meir Glayim. Rav Meir is the only Matar, and it's absolutely an exceptional case where it's absolutely clear the dam came from the Meir Glayim because you found it inside the Safal, but she was sitting on the side of the Safal. So if it came from the stam came like a regular ria, it would go, gravity would just pull it straight down. It doesn't shoot out of her beis achitza with koach. So the male, if it came out, it would be on the svasa suffle. Why is it in the suffle? So it must be it came with Meir Glaim and male from the kidneys. So the mayor says that the only time it's going to be tahar is when it really seems like it came from the kidneys. So that's Rabbi Meir. And what about Rabbi Yossi? So Rabbi Nachananel said, when Rav Meir is Matame, Rav Yossi is Matahar, but he's only Matahar le'inyan that he's downgrading it. That what Rav Meir says is the Raisa, and Rav Yossi says it's a Kesem. So what would Rav Yossi say about Yosheves? The Gemara doesn't talk about what does Rav Yossi say about Yosheves. Pashas Rav Yossi just says everything's tahar, even omedes. But in Rabbeinu Hananel's world, where according to Rav Yossi, he's moded by omedes, that it's kesem, what would Rabbi Yossi say by Yom Shabbos? So the Pasha says, the way we just spoke it out, which is how Rashi speaks it out, is that even in Rabbi Meir, the only chash was that it's a kesem. It's not more than a kesem, because we're saying, Dilma basu d'tam omaya. So basu d'tam omaya means that she already finished urinating, she's stamped sitting there reading her book, and she sees dam, she wasn't margishit, she finds it in the toilet. Okay, so Rabbi Meir says, it's still tame. Why are you still tame? Because Rabbi Meir holds you can't be tola on the kidneys. Unless there's some proof it's coming from the kidneys, you can't be tola from the kidneys. Okay, so it's Drabbanan in Rabbi Meir. But, if we go like Rabbi Yossi, halachas like Rabbi Yossi, the male in Rabbi Yossi, even to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's going to be tar. Because Rabbeinu Chananel's whole point was only to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, when she's omedes, view it as if it was a bedika, be'eit she'eino baduk, and bedika be'eit she'eino baduk is tamei as a kesem. But if now we're talking about Yosheves, and Yosheves, the whole problem is just that it's a regular kesem to Rabbi Meir, who doesn't hold by the heter of Eino Baduk, so the male of Rabbi Yossi, who holds by the heter of Eino Baduk, so the male, it's going to be downgraded from a kesem into Tara Lagamri. So therefore, Hash to say, is that even Rabbeinu Chananel was machmer, he was only machmer on Omedes, but he wasn't machmer on Yosheves. So that's the sheet of the Avnei Nezer, Kuf Lamed Beis. So the Vada, we take the Rabbeinu Chananel, right? But he says, but only if she's Omedes, but the regular case, so your normal case, she's Tahara Lagamri. Oh, so here's how the Chumrah starts. And so the Chumrah is a pretty cool Chumrah, otherwise I wouldn't... It's a Shach. The Shach says not this way. The Shach says he thinks that even Yosheves, you have to worry that even Yosheves is like a Bedika. Because when the Gemara says, Dilma Basu Tamo Mai Asudam, what does that mean? It means, he quotes Tosus. Tosus doesn't say like Rashi. Tosus says, Dilma Basu Tamo Maya Asudam, and it's Hadr L'Makar. It says, Dilma Basu Tamo, where she finishes urinating, the dam goes back to the Makar, the Merik line goes back to the Makar and brings dam. That's what Tosus says. Tosus writes those words. The Shach says, you see, that even though when she's mizanekes, she's safe that the dam's not coming from the makar, but when she finishes being mizanekes, now dam could come from the makar. But not only that, we're going to view it as a bedika. I'm just saying the words right now. I'm saying the words. I'm not saying I understand the words. I'm just saying these are the words. These are the words of Tosus. So, what does it mean? What does it mean? But I'll just tell you what the Shach says. The Shach is based on this, that there's no way ever to be matar a woman by dam b'merik laim unless she was Yosheves al Sfas HaSafel and she finds the dam b'toch HaSafel. So it's clear it's not coming from the Makar. But if it could be coming from the Makar whatsoever, we're matame lefi Rabbeinu Chananel kedin b'dika b'eichein obadah. That's the Shach. So just what's he saying? Do we have to be machmel like this? So the Chazanish talks about this in Sadi Gimel. And he says, Baruch Hashem, what I was thinking is that, what's him talking about? What do even the words mean? He says, Aleph, there's no Metzias here that we're talking about, right? You know, the Metzias, if she shows tesis because she's omedes, that doesn't have a way out, so then it's going to go into the Beis Achito. But if she's finished urinating and her legs are open, why should any merik lime go into the Beis Achito? This is sound the Metzias, right? If you know if the Metzias changed, okay, so change the lacha too. But what's the Metzias? He says, second of all, how could that possibly be the Metzias? He says, the Gemara is befeirish that agav the dachak la alma hadr merik lime l'makar v'aisi dam. The Gemara is the fairs. The Shishi's omade, what?
Meriglaim.
The Meriglaim. It only goes into the Beis Achitzon Because it's Dachuk Alma and she's Omedes. If she's Yoshevs and her legs are open, why is it going to the Beis HaChitzon B'Klal? So the whole... So the Chazanish points out it's very unclear what the Shach is thinking. Now what you could say is that no, Tosus didn't really mean it literally. He just meant to say is that when it's Mizanekes, so then there's no reason why Dam should come out right now. Why should Dam come out right now when she's Mizanekes? Okay, it could be a coincidence, but why should it be a coincidence? If she's Mizanekes, assume the Dam's coming from the kidneys. But when she finishes being with Sanekes, then there's a way to say why the dam's coming now. Not that it was Mamash Hadar Lamaka, but the shot is when she's with Sanekes, just the way I imagine it, is that it's going straight out and no Meraglayim is going over her base of Arva. When she finishes being with Sanekes, we could imagine that now the Meraglayim is going to go over the Meraglayim. Not into the Beis HaChitzon, but over the Beis HaArva, right? I sort of imagine like when you're pouring a cup, right? So if you're pouring it very stark, it goes straight out. But if you're only slightly pouring it, it's going to start, you know, running alongside the cup. Yeah? Why does it do that? I don't know why, right? Okay, but it definitely does that. I never thought about that. Surface tension, maybe. But it does that. So maybe by miracle, I'm also, now that she's finished, it's going to wet that area of the Beis HaChitzon, and that's going to bring them down. Even if so, it's only going to be a kesem. Right? Without going to Beis HaChitzon, there's no reason there should be anything more than a kesem, because even the dam on the Beis HaArva, mi bachutz, meaning the gully part of the Beis HaArva, is not going to have a din. It's just going to have a din of a regular kesem. Oh, so that's the time. So that's where the Avi Nezer is Matar here. The Shach, though, is Matami. So he's Matami. So he's Matami, but lots of reasons not to be choshish for this Shach. So, and I was happy I saw Rabbi Karp is not choshish for it. Karp from Kiryat Sefer. First of all, there's no Messias that we can understand really to explain why this should have a din of a Bedika. I don't have any Messias to suggest. But the second point is we're in Rabbeinu Chananel, which came out all the Rishonim didn't hold by, right? The Kemat, you know, Ramam, Ravid, Rush, Ramban, Rashba, Rashi, Balamar, Ran. They only were choshish for, they said, okay, Rabbi Nochanal said it, let's do it as a chumrah. But the holding is only a chumrah. And it's also only the Rabbanon, right? You have to realize that, right? So the whole chash is not so pashit, right? So why should we go further with Rabbi Nochanal than Rabbi Nochanal actually said? Rabbi Nochanal only said by Omedes that you should be metame. But to go weiter, further from that, right? It's going to taking Rabbi Nochanan and going weiter and saying, even Yosheva, somehow it's learned from that Rabbi Meir's machma there, that therefore Rabbi Yossi too, so that's really a pellet to be machma like that. The other point of Kula here is just something that I just to mention. The Shach writes that he thinks Rabbi Nochanan is Iker Hadin. The Shach is the only one to say this, really. They were shown them all, thought of this as a chumrah, and Achronim, most of the Chazar says it's a chumrah that he doesn't really hear, but we'll keep because it's the Ramah. But it's not Pasha. So I just want to speak up briefly why Rabbi Nochanan is a very big Chiddush, and why Pashas is to add chumras. Right? We mentioned last week about there's someone to add a chumrah, the Bada wants to add a chumrah that's not just fear of Chananel, it's not just a kesem, it's really suffic the race, and therefore even al gavi davar she'enu mekabel tumah is tamei. Right, so there's those that have that sort of a chumras, but the emphasis is extremely strong pashas ha-gemara, not like Rabbeinu Chananel, right? Because I'll just read the words of the gemara here. The gemara says, the end of the mishnah says that an ish ve'isha she'asu tzarchehem. If both the man and the woman use this pail, so now there you have four kidneys to be told on, two people to be told on, So then, Rav Yossi's Matar. So the Gemara says, well, why do we have to mention that Rav Yossi's Matar when you have two people urinating in it? Of course it's tar. If the Gemara says, b'chatz, Rav Yossi Matar b'chatz, sveik mibay. Rav Yossi says, stam, it's tar. We could assume it came from the woman's miracle line. Why do we have to, when there's a man's miracle line in the bucket too, why do we have to say it's tar? So the Gemara says, you just have to listen to Lushan. It says, Mao de Tema, what would I have thought? If not that I gave this case about Ish v'Isha being tar, I would have thought Hani Mili Dievet. Hani Mili, these words. Now just pashas what that means. These words, meaning the Mishnah's words that Rabbi Yossi says that the Isha who's Oset Shecheha is Tahora, I would have said he only meant that B'dieved. Aval L'chatchila lo. I would not have thought L'chatchila that we could be Matahar, the woman who's Mashtenis. Kamash Malan, L'chor, meaning Kamash Malan, that Rabbi Yossi, who said Tahar, means completely tar, even lechatchila. So pashtus, right? The way Rashi says, Mishnah Yisera, for the fact we add this extra Mishnah of tar, that's to let you know that when I say tar, I don't mean tar b'dieved, I mean tar lechatchila. And therefore, we learn out from this extra stage in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi means tar mamash lechatchila. What would tahar b'diyavid mean? So Rishon said, tahar b'diyavid would also mean tahar. It wouldn't mean tamay. It would mean tahar, but b'diyavid. That lechatchila you shouldn't touch taros, but if you touch taros, b'diyavid it's tahar. Kamash v'lon, that even lechatchila this woman is allowed to touch taharos when she saw Dan b'merah glime with Fira b'yosi. So Mela, it sounds politically strong that she's tahor legami. That's not just Taharim and Dindarei. So it's just a pelagic strong. The Shach learned the Gemara differently, not like what the words say, Kipshuta. He says the Gemara meant to say, not what the words say, but what it meant to say is that when is Ish v'Isha, then it's Tahar, even Lechatchila. But when it's just a Isha, then it's only Tahar B'diyavid, and Tahar B'diyavid means Tumas Kasem. So there's a lot put in there. Speak Chiddush, but the Maisa is to be Mekel. Tosefta adds, so too Gedolim. If a woman goes Gedolim to the bathroom, also women see in Soa, women also. Sometimes people see dam there, so that's also a tzliya. There's a Rashba, Shuvas HaRashba, Rashba, Chadosh Simon Sadi Aleph, says that if a woman went both Gedolim and Ketanim, you have a Sveik Sveika. So that'll be, even if she's Omedis, you know, even if he's held by Rabbeinu Chananel, you still have a Sveik Sveika to be completely matter. Okay, so that's the basic thing. The basic, the bottom line is she's always going to be Tahora, right? So we're just saying, meaning if there's Meraglayim, if she was sitting with her legs open, she's going to be Tahora. Right? Why is she going to be Tahora? Because it's a Begashen Obaduk, and so Menastam, she's going to be Tahora. If she was Omedes, then yeah, it'd be a little bit more complicated going with Rabbeinu Chananel, because then it'd be a Kesem, then we'd have to see, is it on something that's Mekabel Tuma? Is it on something that's Tzavua? And then, if it wasn't, then Yitak would have to be Machmer, if you're Ashkenazi. But we just mentioned, if there's a Sveik Sveika, which is if she was Gedolim and Ketanim, or there was a Isha Isha or something like that, so it's less likely, but that would still make a hatter. Okay, so bottom line is usually, or almost always, going to be okay. Okay, all right. So what's the next Stam Basulim, yeah? Tamchimut? Okay, great. Okay, so the Sham. Next week, if fall behind, just tell me and I'll skip.
Maybe after Dam Basulim.